Always good to be here at our friends at HR AgriPower for National Farm Safety Week. Jim Lancaster's with us, the store manager here. And Jim, it's National Farm Safety Week again, and good time to talk a little bit about what we need to remind folks to do for Farm Safety Week.
It is, and this is a prime time to be talking about it because we've got so much equipment out running around. Everybody's so busy out in the field, and it's just a perfect time to be focused on it, be thinking about safety and appreciation for everything that's been going on in the field right now.
And you mentioned that your guys are busy out there, and especially in the shop, I'm sure, in the field. But your sales folks are out calling the phone folks right now, making sure they have what they need to out there.
That's exactly right. I mean, it's just a lot of people are putting a lot of miles in. I was just out on the road just a little bit earlier today and passed a group moving their combines and relocating in the field. And, you know, we just need to remind everybody just to give the farmers a little bit extra grace this time of year. You know, they're trying to get the crop in that feeds us all. And we just need everybody to kind of give a little bit of grace and give them a little bit of time and understand they're out there working for us.
That's right. Well, you hear farmers, everybody look pretty optimistic this year or what?
Well, you know, it's a mixed bag. I think, you know, early yields that I was hearing was pretty good. You know, I think we definitely needed this rain and would like to have a little more. But, yeah, overall, everybody's pretty, you know, optimistic.
Yeah, just hope we get a good bean crop. This double crop beans come in pretty well here later in the year.
Yeah, they definitely could use some rain and some more. And you know, I wish I knew more about it. But everything I've been hearing, they definitely needed more rain. And so we're praying for that and take all we can get.
What are you guys up to here at H&R? A lot of equipment moving out the door? Or are you guys looking to hook people up or what?
Oh, right now, yeah, we got a lot of good promotions going right now. Of course, we're right in the middle of harvest, so shops working really hard on keeping everybody going in the field. You know, hopefully this rain helped a little bit. Maybe there'll be a little bit more hay out there as well. Some of those guys may be getting another cutting in for that. Maybe they're a little bit going on, and then mowers will be firing up a little bit of rain. Maybe get them going. They've had to take a little bit. But, yeah, the shop is really busy right now. But as far as sales going, we've got a lot of good promotions going on. We're trying to promote some farm malls in that group, and then the Workmaster, you know, hay tractor. We've got some 0 for 84 financing, a lot of programs. Everybody's probably seeing those out on social media. So got a lot of good programs going to get some deals. If anybody needs a tractor, now's a great time to come in and let's put a deal together for you.
Farm Malls just celebrated an anniversary a couple years ago. Last year, 2 years ago, they celebrated the 100th anniversary of Farm Malls. So obviously a good time. And, you know, Farm Malls versatile, and they've really changed over the 100 years.
It is. It's amazing how, you know, and we've got such a good variety of lineup in the models that we've got to do that. And just building on that tradition, like you said, 100 years of Farm Malls. And we've just been building on that tradition. And we got a lot of good products, a lot of stuff in stock. So yeah, if anybody's interested in that size tractor, and we've got some smaller tractors, you know, all the way up about 30 horsepower, I think, is where we start in that group on the Farm Mall. So, yeah, for those guys that are just coming in, wanting a smaller tractor, get introduced into what a Farm Mall can do, we've got something all the way up to, you know, 120 horsepower, too, in that group. And so, yeah, anything in between for you.
And, you know, a lot of folks just have a few acres and maybe cut a little hay or do a little thing or just have a few acres they bush hog. That Farm Mall makes a good option for that.
We do. And we've got, you know, we've got the Farm Mall A option, which is kind of that entry level for that weekend guy that wants to save a little money but still needs the horsepower to run his equipment. And then, you know, we've got the Farm Mall C. So we try to stagger that, you know, the manufacturer's trying to look at that to try to have an option that fits everybody's budget you know, horsepower, all the categories, and spread that out. So we've got all those options, got a lot of stock right now, so be ready to talk to somebody.
And Kubota's. Kubota always has some great options out there, too.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, we've got, you know, Kubota has got a very good tradition. And, of course, we start in the BX size in the Kubota size, you know, with those number one in that market, in that subcompact market, they're the number one and have been for years and years. So we got the quality Kubota products all the way up into that, you know, 130, 140 horsepower range as well. So, you know, Either one, whatever your color preferences. We hadn't talked about New Holland. You know, we got the Workmaster and the Power Master or the Power Star. That's kind of that comparable to the A and the C series in the case. But yeah, we got three colors where we can fix you up whatever you like.
You like orange, red, or blue, right?
That's exactly right.
Whatever your favorite color. We're at H&R AgriPower talking National Farm Safety Week with Mr. Jim Lancaster. We're on 106.5 WKDZ.